Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, further reading from chapter 4. And all bore him witness, and marveled at the words of grace which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this the son of Joseph? And he said to them, You will by all means say to me this parable. Physician, cure thyself. As many things as we have heard to be done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Amen, I say to you that not any prophet is acceptable in his own country. And in truth I say to you, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine was on all the land. And to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Sarepta of Sidon, to a woman, a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman, the Syrian. And all in the synagogue, hearing these things, were filled with wrath. And standing up, they cast him outside of the city and led him to the brow of a mountain on which their city was built, to throw him off a cliff. But he, passing through the midst of them, went away. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbaths. And they wondered at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work, True Christian Religion, passage 301. The third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of Yehovah thy God. In the natural sense, which is the sense of the letter, it means that 6 days are for man and his labors, and the seventh for the Lord, and rest for man from the Lord. In the original tongue, Sabbath signifies rest. With the children of Israel, the Sabbath, because it represented the Lord, was the sanctity of sanctities, the 6 days representing his labors and conflicts with the hells, and the seventh day his victory over them, and consequent rest. And as that day was a representative of the close of the whole of the Lord's work of redemption, it was holiness itself. But when the Lord came into the world, and in consequence representations of him ceased, that day became a day of instruction in divine things, and thus also a day of rest from labors, and a day of meditation on such things as relate to salvation and eternal life, as also a day of love towards the neighbor. That it became a day of instruction in divine things is evident from this, that on that day the Lord taught in the temple and in synagogues. That day was made also a day of love towards the neighbor is evident from what the Lord did and taught on that day. From all this, it is evident why the Lord said that he is the Lord also of the Sabbath. And because he said this, it follows that that day was a representative of him. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.